Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Big football weekend to preview as the show goes on. Of course, what we do here is we open up the phone lines and talk about what the people want to talk about. So 248-539-9797. Anything on your mind, fair game. And it's great to be with you on a Friday. It's a Friday, Scott. It's a Friday.
It is indeed.
Yep. Hard to contain our guy. Even though you're a little down about the passing of Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. But a weird story, too. Fell in a studio and hit his head?
I guess he had a couple of falls recently. But the latest one was the one that did the most damage, had a brain bleed, and then ended up dying yesterday. Sad.
Yep. All right. We got a question here on Twitch, and I want to read it and ask you. It's from Kitech. Is there a celebrity Gator would defend the way caller Bill defended Taylor Swift? I love this question.
Oh.
Who is the celebrity that could do no wrong? Scott Anderson.
I don't think there are.
I think there's one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think there's one.
Who you got?
Kay Adams.
No, I wouldn't defend her to the hills.
Okay.
No.
Right.
I don't even know her.
Okay. You're a liar.
No. I think you can point out foibles of Kay Adams. That's fine.
All right. Is there a celebrity? You think there's a celebrity Gator would defend the way caller Bill defended Taylor Swift?
Ooh, Kay Adams is a good call. Back in the day, Aaron Insurance.
Yeah.
That cartoon insurance agent.
She was wonderful. She's trying to save you money. She'll never cheat on you.
What other ones have you really been liking? Not Alba. Jessica Alba, you're a big
like
fan.
Jessica Alba
I'm a big fan of hers. I just brought that up for me.
watching a little bit of the Mechanic Resurrection last night with Jason Statham, and she's in that. She's flawless.
How about a musician? Is there a musician you would defend?
No, because music's just subjective. If you like it, great. If you don't, nothing I'm going to say is going to convince you.
So. People like all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
What about people that are in Taylor Swift cover bands?
He's no longer in Taylor Swift.
That's a good point.
That's a good friend of yours,
right?
That's his
guy. That's
your guy. You defend him.
Yeah. I do.
No matter what.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know if he reaches. Look, this is a local guitar player. I don't know if he reaches celebrity status, but sure.
No, I don't think he reaches celebrity status. But if you want to see him at the Token Lounge tomorrow night with Jimmy Bones, go ahead and go cheer on Garrett Bolanek.
and
Jimmy Bones for the. Yeah. Formerly of the Twisted.
All right, so the answer is probably no.
No, I don't. I think there are things that you have to take a stand on, and then there are things like, all right, well, I can't even defend you with that.
Yeah,
like that's a little too much. Anna De Armas, but yeah, it's tough.
Okay, I've never been a fan of public contract negotiations. I always think that contract negotiations are. I'm going to exaggerate my side. You're going to exaggerate yours. We're going to make hard stances, and we're going to say things that we don't mean. And in the end, it's all in an effort. I'm trying to get as much as I can, and you're trying to give up as little as you can, right? We know how negotiations, agents play a role to distance themselves. The clients, you hire an agent to distance yourself from the ugliness of negotiations and how they work. And so when I see stories like the social media headline today, and a John Heyman, I think it was Bleacher Report that tweeted out, there's a gap of close to $250 million in contract negotiations between Tarek Skubal and the Tigers, per John Heyman. And then a Freep report today that the Tigers' offer was less than $100 million for 4 years. I don't doubt that Evan Petzold got that from good sources. He is a good reporter, yeah. And I suspect, Gator, it's from Boris himself or a Boris source.
I think it's probably a pretty good place to start.
Yep. And I don't know that Boris is lying, but we have to keep in mind here, and that offer does seem actually pretty low, and I'm not surprised it got turned down, but it was 2 years before free agency.
All right, so let's break that down to really what that is, because in the grand scheme of things, a four-year deal for Tarek Skubal at less than $100 million, heck, let's just even give it $100 million to make it easy.
Yep.
Is woefully low for a pitcher of his status. But what it was this was made a year ago before he won the first Cy Young Award, like a week before, according to the report. So what you were doing was paying a guy big money before you had to for 2 years. Now, arbitration for Tarek Skubal is expected to pay him north of $20 million for this year. So in hindsight, maybe it was really, really low, even by what I'm trying to help him out with here, because it was, you're paying him for 2 years before you had to, and then you're going to give him the first 2 years, and then he goes to free agency after four, which actually, if it's interesting that that's the offer the Tigers made to Tarek Skubal with a Boris client, and yet when it came to Alex Bregman, who's a Boris client, they went with a bigger deal. And Bregman took the shorter deal with the other team.
Right.
It's kind of ironic how that kind of works out. And yet the reason it didn't work out is because the money that was offered to Bregman was huge on a four-year deal. The money offered to Skubal on a four-year deal was maybe less than market value is a kind way to put it.
Yeah. Okay, and whatever.
But it's 4 years. He would have gotten to free agency quick.
He made $10 million this year. So he would have made $25 million this year, yeah. $25 million next year, arbitration, you know, is pending here with him to what his contract will be next year, but it'll be healthy. But at the end of the day, whatever, it didn't work out. Nope. The $250 million gap is not a story that I'd really buy, because it's like, it's comparing an offer a year ago under completely different circumstances to what the ask might be now.
Yeah.
But I will continue to stand by the position. I don't think you hire Scott Boras for any...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Any other reason than to get to free agency. And Scott Boras, once you get to free agency, is going to go around and he's going to drum up all kinds of offers, and then he's going to call New York, and then he's going to call the other New York team, and then he's going to call Chicago, and then he's going to call LA, and then he's going to call Boston. And all those teams, no matter how many, whether or not the Tigers are not paying enough for their players or not is almost irrelevant. It's those teams have more resources. I mean, the Dodgers luxury tax threshold, like there's no cap, but if you go over a certain amount, you pay a tax.
Yeah.
They're paying $157 million in taxable contracts. They don't care what it costs.
No, it's like you go back years ago when the Golden State Warriors had their dream team with Kevin Durant and all that. Yeah. They were, I don't know how much money, they were above the luxury tax threshold there, but they were paying, I think, well in surpassing $150 million in penalties. They didn't care.
Nope.
Because they were winning, and they can afford it because it's the NBA. And look, most professional sports leagues, you don't care because you can afford to pay it. When you're a market like Los Angeles or New York or Chicago or Boston, you can afford to pay whatever. It just doesn't matter because you've got the money coming in from other revenue streams that other markets don't have that advantage of. With Scooble, I wonder this, okay, and you bring up the Boris effect, and obviously if you believe the article, no reason not to. I'm not imputing at all. I think good reporting. Here you go. So if the Tigers made a four-year offer and you've got a client of Boris's that hit free agency that accepted a four-year offer like Bregman did because it was way more, actually accepted a three-year offer because it was way more money per year than what his best offer was in a long-term deal. Could the Tigers get a deal done with Tarek Skubal on a four-year deal but give him $50 million a year? Do you think that's possible?
I don't know. It depends on what he values. I'm always in favor of more money, shorter term. But that, I mean, that's what Doug wants for the Tigers, because I want to protect us against, you know, what could be long term. What does Skubal want? Does Skubal want a 10-year deal? If he wants 10 years,
then I'll let him walk.
Yeah.
Or I won't let him walk. I'll trade him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him walk. I'm going to trade him if that's what he wants. Yeah. Because there comes a point where, as you know, we'll do it as hosts and we'll ask listeners to do it as fans as well. What parameters are you looking at? Because if I'm looking at the first parameter being years, okay, the term of the deal,
yeah,
I'm not going north of, I'm uncomfortable with 8 years, you know?
Yeah. And so, if that's what he wants, then so be it.
Well, and he still has a year left on this current deal. So if it's 1 year and then you get the 7 year extension, right? So that would be eight total. Maybe I could do that. And that might be my ceiling on the term. I'm not going beyond that. If he wants 10 years, I can't give you 10 years. I can't do it, man. I can give you, you know, seven plus the we'll rip up the last year here and give you the eighth year here. And then it becomes a money issue. How much money is it going to cost? And the Tigers have a threshold of what they can afford to do and still pay other players to keep this team competitive, but it's not going to be the same number that those other markets can do. So then it's just a Boris question.
248-539-9797. In the meantime, we got one media market celebrating that Skubal is now going to get traded.
Right.
So much as to say they think they're getting him. We'll play some sound coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.